Overton. President Trump says he'll stay in the race for the Republican nomination even if convicted. This a day after his second indictment was unsealed. He's been in Greensboro, North Carolina, and spoke earlier to reporters in Columbus, Georgia.
We did absolutely nothing wrong. Take a look at the Presidential Records Act. We did it by the book. Perfect.
An endorsement of one of Mr. Trump's rivals, the Florida governor, by Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt in Tulsa.
Ron DeSantis, he believes in limited government, lower taxes, and individual freedoms.
Promising $500 million more in military aid to Ukraine, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau visiting President Zelensky in the capital, Kyiv.
I'm announcing that Canada will be part of the multinational efforts to train fighter pilots and to maintain and support Ukraine's fighter jet program, leveraging Canadian expertise in these areas.
Zelensky confirming Ukraine's counteroffensive is underway. This is ABC News. Agreeing to pay a $45 million settlement to the family of Randy Cox, who alleged he was abused and left paralyzed by police in arrest last year, the city of New Haven, Connecticut, says the mayor, Justin Elliker.
We wanted to make sure we made a statement and did right by Randy and his family.
Five officers plead not guilty to charges in the case. Two officers were fired after an internal police investigation. Dying in prison, the man nicknamed the Unabomber, who terrorized the country from 1978 to 1995 with a deadly bombing campaign, Ted Kaczynski, dying in prison at 81. ABC's Philipoff.
In 1995, the Washington Post, along with the New York Times, printed his 35,000-word manifesto. Soon after, his own brother recognized the manifesto's tone and tipped off the FBI. In April of 1996, investigators found Kaczynski in a 10-by-14-foot plywood cabin near Lincoln, Montana, filled with journals, explosive material, even two completed bombs.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
It's that time, Rocker. It's time for the Aaron Weber Group's Devil's Lair. Aaron Weber Group is the most trusted name in real estate, and they are bringing you local music that's live right here in the Devil's Lair. Find out more about real estate at movetomadison.com.
Rob, some people see people other people don't see and voices other people don't hear, but our next guest hears songs in her head that no one else hears.
That's
until
awesome.
Now. Jenny Lupien is here tonight to perform live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, and she's brought violinist Angela Licari along for the performance. Jenny, Angela, welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thank you, Rocker.
Jenny, I read something about a frying pan to the head and the ability to hear full songs in your head. I'm hoping this is analogistic, but tell us about your waking up and learning to play music.
Yeah, it just seemed like out of the blue, I just started hearing music in my head, and I thought, oh boy, how do I find the tune to these lyrics? And so I had to start playing guitar, and then I would pluck a chord. Yep, there it is. And I just get started on slowly finding each chord for the tune in my head. I'm still working on it. I'm new to the guitar, just like 3 or 4 years here.
So basically what you're saying is when I kind of was reading your bio, it was like you just kind of woke up, you had these songs in your head, yeah. You started realizing them, and that's when you decided to learn to play guitar.
Yep. It's like I put, it's almost like maybe it's always been there, but I put it on hold because raising kids and just having regular life and job like everybody else. So this was on the back burner, and now it just pushed its way out.
Well, as a kid in school, you entered a writing contest and even won some. Tell us about the younger Jenny Lupien, the creative writer.
Growing up on a farm in North Dakota, you get a lot of time to yourself.
Yeah.
Barely right. ever going to town.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it seems like I'd find myself just playing outside or when we worked with farm equipment and stuff. You just have a lot of time to think. So the creative memories start flowing. And then even drawing pictures, farm animals, I'd always win the drawing contest. I can't say that I wasn't the most talkative or paid attention well, so I guess there's my big downfall.
So you entered some contests. Did you ever write anything like a book or
poetry? I would win poetry contests and not think anything of it because that didn't seem very cool, like in 7th and 8th grade poetry.
Yeah.
Right.
A poetry, but you know, it turns out poetry is lyrics, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, let's get to some live music with Jenny Lupien and Angela Licari in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called Hot Summer Day, and it's from your new album, The Healer. Tell us a little bit about this song before you play.
This song was really inspired by just the thoughts of going to the lake growing up and in the summertime, how nice it is to just, it seems like that's when you get your little summer crush for a while in the summertime because you're off of school and stuff. But obviously I've been writing as an adult, not when I was younger, like lyrics to songs and whatnot. But I was sitting around at Lake Monona and people watching, and I thought, you know, this is what people do in the summer, just have a great time. So that's what this song is about. And I had to redo this song in the studio twice because I just discovered the capo, and I'm like, wow, it sounds so much better with a capo. So I had to redo the whole song in the studio.
Hold on. What is a capo?
It's a clip that you can put on your guitar. So if the guitar player or singer sounds better at a higher, you know, pitch or whatever, the capo is very handy.
I thought so. You could play one-handed.
Yeah, I just thought it was a bag clip. All this time.
Oh,
I don't know.
Close.
Yeah.
Real close.
It does kind of look like that.
Right?
It keeps your chips from going stale.
Yeah, and then they just put it on. Oh, okay, I don't play guitar. Obviously.
It hurts if you pinch the fat on the back of your arm with it.
Oh.
I bet it does. I bet it does.
Ouch.
Are you speaking from personal experience?
Right?
On that?
I see that.
Friend told me.
All right. Let's get to some live music in The Devil's Lair. This is Jenny Lupien.
Hot summer day with a dozen friends. Take the boat out on the lake and then had a barbecue, had a drink or two. The music was playing, we were singing out a tune. Make me lose control, in case you didn't know. And hey, good looking, what you got cooking? Winked at me, pointed back at you, laughing and dancing for a song or two. Hug me around the neck, night of the blue. You said I'm gonna get it right, hold you tight, make you laugh and kiss you all night. I'm gonna take a chance, take a leap of faith. My hope is to put a smile on your face. We had the best day. Burning, music still going, marshmallows turning, lake is calm with the moon on the water. Time to jump in, we couldn't get any hotter. Doesn't get better than a night like this. You lean in for a hug, said you push me in. Ooh, 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 ooh. Gonna get it right, hold you tight, make you laugh and kiss you all night. I'm gonna take a chance, take a leap of faith. To put a smile on your face, we had the best day. Here's to the best night. Days like this are all
don't know. This one could be the one you've been waiting for. Saw your cannonball, was a perfect 10. Wrapped the towel around me and hugged me again. It was the best day. Here's to the best night. I'm gonna get it right, hold you tight, make you laugh and kiss you all night. I'm gonna take a chance, take a leap of faith. My hope is to put a smile on your face. We had the best day. Here's to the best night. Here's to the best night.
Hot summer day, Jenny Lupine on Max Inc. Radio's Devil's Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Rocker, I think there's more questions, right?
Well, there sure
more
is.
Music too, right?
There sure is, Rob. We're going till 10 p.m.
All right.
I forgot to.
Well.
You forgot to what?
We're getting asked a question ourselves, Rob.
Oh, are we?
You know, on the album, I wanted to say it's featured with Matthew Willey of The Ramble. So it's a duet on the album.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that the song we just heard?
Yep. That's the only duet on there. I just wanted to add his name because he did add a lot to that song that day. It was great to have him there.
Well, that's a good point that here in the Devil's Lair, we ask artists to just kind of come in and perform acoustic, sometimes like outside of what they've done on an album. So that's good to know. Jenny, you come from a musical background. Your parents were both in a country band. Tell us about growing up in a musical family.
On the farm.
On the farm.
Have you ever seen Little House on the Prairie?
Right, you're like right next door to Little House on the Prairie land.
But yeah, they played for wedding dances, and it was a lot of fun. We'd always go and join in. I mean, I never got into singing and playing the guitar then, but anytime we'd go to the lake or anywhere, the guitar was there and they would sing and play. So I definitely reference them now that I'm into music, and seems like they give a lot of good tips and have a lot of years of experience, very seasoned singers. So
wow. So they were farmers by day and they were the wedding band by night.
Oh yeah.
That's wow. Great.
Now you said you played horn growing up, is that true?
Yeah, I played the trumpet. It requires a lot of hot air.
We're not even getting bass player jokes here, Rob.
Right. Hey, tell us about your aspirations to write music for other artists, films, and TV.
I just think a lot of my songs, since they're deep love songs, they would fit in well for movies and films. So I have looked into it, and you have to contact music supervisors, and then your song has to be called a sync. It has to sync with whatever, like just say Netflix series that you think it would fit into. So you got to contact the music supervisors that find the music for that particular series that your music would fit. And I've been told that I write like Brandi Carlile. So I kind of been following the path of like where her music is. Mm.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Jenny Lupine and Angela Carey in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Hold You Tight to Me. It's the first song on your album, and well, it certainly has a lot of significance. Tell us about this song before you play.
This song is very deep in my heart because I wrote it just one night thinking, how does it feel to lose somebody really close to you, and why would I even want to think about that when I haven't, other than grandparents in a timely fashion? But I called up my dad, who of course is a singer, guitar player, and whether he wants to hear my new written song or not, a cappella, I sing it for him. And after he heard that, he said, wow, Jen, where did that come from? That is so, he just seemed to love it. We talked about it, and then, you know, got off the phone with him and love you, Dad. Good night. And I lost my dad the next day. He died unexpectedly that night, and this song is about losing somebody.
Wow. Jenny Lupine in The Devil's Lair.
Jenny Lupine on Max Inc. Radio's Devil's Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
Angela Licari plays violin. Excuse me. Angela Licari plays violin on Jenny's new album, The Healer. But Angela, you have played a lot of music in your days. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What is your musical journey? Who is Angela Licari?
Wow, that's such a big question.
It's super deep, right? He went super deep.
Right?
And how is Angela?
How many hours do we have?
Well, we have the full hour, so go ahead.
But it's not about me. No, I was born in a very musical family. When I was growing up, we were given the choice of playing piano with my dad or playing with dad on the piano. And after that, we could choose another instrument, add another instrument, stick with piano. But we, all six kids, we all played an instrument, private lessons per instrument, practiced 30 minutes a day per instrument until we graduated high school. Law of the land, no choice. I went to school not even knowing that other kids didn't do that. I thought right? Everybody did that.
You're like, you have to play the piano.
What do you mean you don't play four instruments?
Right?
That's not normal.
So my younger brother comes home like, they're starting Suzuki violin. I want to play violin. And my brother and I were like, fought like cats and dogs. Like if and we were so close in age, we had to have the same thing, and we would fight about it. If we got the red blah blah for Christmas, I better get the green blah blah for Christmas, or we'd fight over it. So my mom said, "Well, if you play violin, Angela's gonna have to play violin too." Now I'm the older one.
Sounds like a trap.
Yeah, right.
I'm the older one, so I'm able to do a little bit of math at this point, and I'm like, that's going to mean another 30 minutes a day of practicing another instrument. Now, no, really, I'm good. I'm just there with the piano. I'm good. Oh, no, I know you guys are going to fight over that violin. Like, I really don't see myself fighting over a violin. But I got signed up for violin lessons, and here I am.
Wow.
So and you're piano amazing.
Piano is your first instrument. Mm-hmm. Violin is your second, and that's where you stayed?
And violin's pretty much my third arm. Piano is always work. For me, I had to really practice piano to play the literature I was playing more than I did violin. Violin always came more natural to me. And I'm the only stringer out of the whole family. My brother ended up quitting violin after a year.
And now you're a teacher as well, correct?
I am. And I teach violin and piano lessons. And I play with the Beloit Janesville Symphony. I play with area bands. So I play both kinds of music. I play violin and fiddle.
Violin right, and exactly. Fiddle. Now, what local Wisconsin bands do you play with?
Oh golly, I play with the Mad Polecats.
I love the Mad Polecats.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me you've really heard of us.
Oh yeah.
What? I've heard of the Mad Polecats all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. At the Club Tavern, I used to walk down the street. I'd see you.
We used to have our monthly show out there. I loved that.
Yeah.
That was a great gig. So Mad Polecats. And then there's a spinoff band off the Mad Polecats called Meat Raffle.
Yes.
And that's M-E-E-T. So it's hilarious to like go to their gigs and people are showing up with their coolers and their paddles and they're like, no, sorry.
Is there a certain person wearing a kilt for that?
Oh, that's another spinoff band.
Oh, the other spinoff.
Our singer, Jesse, also has a band called Band of Barley.
Band of Barley. That's the one with the kilt.
Yes. That's a Polish boy in a kilt.
His beard is getting just outrageous. Last time I saw him, his beard is like, I'm impressed.
All he does is take selfies.
Well, he just did a good trim. He just took a really good, good picture
today. It's summer.
Well, his wife is a hairdresser. Mm. So, you know, it goes so she can't stand it anymore. And then she shines them up real good. She's given me haircuts in the alley before. Like, she's wonderful.
Right? That's awesome.
So there's little Mad Polecat spinoff bands that we like to do. But I've also recorded with a lot of different bands. There's going to be a CD release party here pretty soon for Fangerless, a Madison area band. I've played a track on their CD. I've played with Dig Deep out of Stevens Point area. So mm-hmm. I just kind of like to, I like to kid around. I seriously do like to play all different kinds of music. So.
And violin and fiddle lend themselves to a lot of different genres.
They do. And I have a latest project based out of Fort Atkinson people, so I actually don't really have to drive that much for this one, but Backyard Discord.
Backyard Discord.
Backyard Discord.
What's that?
Spelled with a C-H, of course, because, you know, you got a Discord. That is with a fantastic blues guitar player, friend of mine, Bob Frantel, and him and I have known each other for probably close to 20 years, and a bass player, Randy Dreesen, who's just wonderful, and also a blues player, and I've sat in with his bands over the years, and once in a while we'll have a talk of like, you know what, we should do something different. And Bob will say like, I've written stuff that not for the electric blues band. Like I've written stuff that fits more acoustic guitar. We should do something sometime. So we literally have been sitting in his backyard, sipping on wine, talking about this. So the Backyard Discord name just kind of was like, you know, kind of funny. It just
how many pieces that?
Three.
Just a three-piece.
It's a three-core piece, and then we're inviting people from different bands to come and play. So we'll have saxophone players from, you know, his blues bands from the past come and play, and it's a lot of fun. We have banjo that'll come and play. It's an eclectic hootenanny.
Do you have any shows coming up?
Oh, shoot. I knew you were going to ask me that.
Just keep checking Facebook.
Check the Facebook page.
Where can we see you on Facebook?
You can find me with Backyard Discord. You can find me with Mad Polecats. Those are probably the two primary places to check if you want to see me playing somewhere.
Now, back to Jenny. Jenny, we heard two songs from your new album, The Healer, and it features 9 original songs and 1 cover song. Tell us about your new album.
Oh, it's been a process, but it's been a great one. You learn a lot just going into the studio because I often play solo and focus more on songwriting than playing out. So in the studio, there's just so many fun layers to be able to make the song, to decorate it how you want. So Angela Martin Licari really has made the album so much better. I'm so thankful for her. And then also Matthew Schmidt on keys. He is just one of the best around. He adds a lot to the music. Paul Schluter's on it with lead guitar, bass. I mean, Zach Brassington, Tony Leskinen was in an old band. And then we also have...
Zach Brassington, yes. He is in a couple of bands. Let's see, he is in Autumn Reverie, right? He plays with Elizabeth Mary and Paul Schluter's band, right?
Exactly.
And now Tony Leskinen, he plays with...
Moe's and Ohms. Skin Tones.
The Skin Tones, yeah. Right? He's even played with...
Tugboat.
He's been in just a ton of bands.
He's in high demand, I think, too. He's just a overall great person, too, and very talented.
Now, was this recorded at Megatone Studios, then?
This album was recorded, yep. I had some songs previously recorded at Blast House as well, and then finished it up at Megatones. Both experiences were great. What else about the album?
Those are two great studios in Madison.
Yeah.
Who is the producer on this then? Is that Paul Schluter partially too, I would imagine?
Yep, Paul Schluter, and then Dan Cochums did the mastering.
Oh, yes. Excellent at mastering. That's a good combination.
Yep. And then Super Duper printed some CDs. You know, people say, oh, they don't like CDs, but people do still like a tangible item to have in their hand, mm-hmm. I've noticed.
I do.
Yeah.
I really like the vinyl. I know if Jimmy was here, he would say, are you going to put out vinyl?
Yes. Oh, yeah. He loves vinyl.
No doubt. It's the best. So let's see. We talked about where it was recorded, what players are on it.
It's on Amazon, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. It's out there, man. It just came out Instagram. May 26th.
Yeah, we found it on Instagram just a minute ago. Oh, that's awesome. That was pretty cool.
Well, let's see. Let's get back to live music with Jenny Lupine and Angela. And in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the next song you have for us tonight is called Empty Nest. Tell us about this song before you play it.
I had written this song on an airplane on the way home from a trip with my daughter. We went to Florida for her gymnastics national senior year tournament. And I just thought, this is all over, man. She's a senior. She's very independent. She's moving on. And I could feel it. And it was just like pouring out of me. I couldn't even write it fast enough. The song just came out. I have never shared this song anywhere except on Devil's Lair tonight.
Wow.
It's only at home in the comforts of my home. It's very personal, like most songs. But this is about exactly the title, Empty Nest, and what it's been like for when they move on. So it's just very mellow, and maybe we'll never hit an album, but I wanted to share it tonight.
Wow. I'm looking forward to it. It's Jenny Lupine in Live in the Devil's Lair.
My heart is breaking from the good news. A baby girl was spreading her wings and moving soon. They say time flies when you're having fun. Oh, 18 years have come and gone, and now it's done. That she's so much more. She's a joy you get from that homemade card. The years she was right and you were wrong, but they come around. It's those tears you hold back when you're so proud, and the laughter heard from down the hall. She's always having fun. adjusting to a job that's done. An empty nest is a goal, I guess she needs to move on. Well, they say she'll still need you, and don't worry, she'll come back often to see you. She's so much more. She's a joy you get from that homemade card. The year she was right, you were wrong, but they come around. It's those tears you hold back when you're so proud, and the laughter heard from down the hall. She's always having fun. She's always having fun. It's the photos that fill up our living room, and the thousands of hours just me and you. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Now you're on your way. What a big day. Tell me all about it, we can talk on the phone. You know what they say, go big or go home. But what I say is you're on your way. You're on your way. My heart is breaking from the good news.
Jenny Lupine on Max Inc. Radio, The Devil's Lair. We're going to have more local music that's live right here after this.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Free belly
rubs. It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon on the patio. Friday, June 30th at 5 p.m., come rock out with Iron Plum. My mind goes back to when we were young. With special guest, Lo-Fi Killers. Join us for this free, all-ages show, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's time to return to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. Brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find out more at movetomadison.com.
Wow, we are back in the Devil's Lair with Jenny Lupine, and that last song was pretty amazing, and you said, you know, that you shared with us, we've never heard it before.
That's right.
I got to tell you, Rocker, my daughter just went to college, so it was a little moist. It's not good.
There were tears over
I
here,
know,
too,
I was,
Rob.
Shut up.
Oh, boy, that's good. You know, Jenny, she's actually played in the Devil's Lair. I was looking up some old files, and she was in a band, Fit to Be Tied, that was actually in the Devil's Lair about 2 years ago in May of 21. And that was with Tony Leskinen on drums from the Skin Tones and Moes and Ohms. So that's pretty interesting. And Jenny,
just so you know, never play the Kevin Bacon game, local music with Rocker, because you just lose. Like it just, it all connects.
It all connects.
He remembers everything.
Yeah.
A beautiful mind.
It is.
Yes.
Jenny, tell us about Tablet Tuesdays with your 105-year-old friend.
Yes, without naming any names, I've just been enjoying doing some home care with someone who's born in 1918.
Wow.
And just so nice to visit with. He enjoys his life very much still, and I just do very light help for him. And it's kind of funny because as musicians, we use headphones a lot and for our music. And one of the things on the list was like, you know, get the headphones on and turn up it's a like a pocket talker. It's an amplifier in lieu of hearing aids if you're going to use the tablet. So I'm getting him all set up, helping him with that, and I put him right over his hearing aids, and I'm like, there, I'm all proud of myself. And he points at his ears, and he goes, I think you need to take the hearing aids out.
It's like, just blow up, right?
He should be helping me. he is so organized, and I wasn't.
I hear he's a pool shark.
Pool shark, yep. Amazing person.
Now, has he told you his secret to longevity? I mean, I'm sure everyone he wants to know.
I mean, I haven't gotten a secret yet, but I know he was very much in love with his wife. And I think he just keeps going. He's just busy all the time on the move.
Maybe that's it. You know, I think you have to stay active.
Yeah.
Jenny, you have some upcoming shows. Your next show is June 25th at the Main Street Market in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. I think everyone in our listening audience would need to travel for that. So tell us a little bit about Brooklyn, Wisconsin.
Oh, just a hop, skip, and a jump away, you know. Just a little south of
Where
Oregon.
Where is it?
Just a little south of Oregon, and it's up and coming for sure, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're starting to get some fun businesses in there. Main Street Music is a great music venue there. It has a Nashville feel, and people do travel from a long way just to come there for the live music. And that's where the market's going to be at. A variety of vendors. Anybody who's a vendor can come out and be a part of it. There's a lot of space indoor and outdoor around it. They sell like clothing, jewelry, spices, anything you can think of, but it's really starting to become popular.
And that's right in front of the Main Street Music, right on Main Street there?
Yep, right on the Main Street in Brooklyn.
You can't miss it, really. I mean,
it's only about like 15, 20 minutes away, so it's not too bad.
Well, I mean, if you're driving down Main Street, you can't miss it because right. In less than a minute, you'll be at the end of Main Street. You can turn around and find it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a pretty cool place. And Main Street Music and More, that's owned by Andy Meyer. And he's bringing a lot of music to that town. I don't think that they've seen that kind of music ever in that town. He's bringing all genres, it seems, and he's really built quite a venue. Tell us about that.
Yeah, he is, you can find him on Facebook too, Mason Meyer, and that place has exploded. He's really put his heart and soul into it, and people contact him all the time wanting to play there. He really works hard trying to get a variety of music as well, but it seems like more of the Nashville-style singers have geared towards there, too, but a lot of great local musicians of any genre have been playing their welcome there and pulling in big crowds.
Well, let's get back to some live music with Jenny Lupine and Angela Lucari in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Broken Boy. And it's so new that it's not on your album. You're premiering it here tonight. Another song on Max Inc. Radio.
That's two, folks.
Tell us about That's Broken two. Boy before you play the song.
Anyone who's a writer may agree with this, that your newest song is your favorite. So right now, it's my favorite. I feel like there is a lot of depth to it, and it has a lot of meaning because it's just an observation of somebody who's been through a lot as a child and how it affects you, and just their journey on trying to be the person that they know they're meant to be. That's what the song's about.
Well, let's hear it. Jenny Lupine live in the Devil's Lair.
Left unshamed, wish I could take away that pain. Little boy waiting at the window, first run away, mama took him back again. Little boy with the dirty clothes, the kid at school, everybody knows. Little boy eating SpaghettiOs. I'd do anything. Heal that broken soul. But all my tears, all my sadness, all my love, you know you had it. I was so good to you, you know it's true. The road's not paved with answers. If you love it, go after it. Slip right through your hands, broken boy. Don't have to be a broken man. You have everything in life that is good. Broken man.
Jenny Lupine on Max Inc. Radio's The Devil's Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
Jenny, you're headed to Montana and North Dakota to play some shows in July. I may be watching too much Yellowstone lately, but are you playing at a cattle branding by chance?
Oh, I wish. Yeehaw! Yeah, Kevin Costner called me. He wants me to do backup singing for him. Yeah.
I would take up that offer.
Yeah. Oh, tell us about going to Montana and North Dakota.
North Dakota is where I'm from. Mm. So it'll be the first time playing in my hometown, and I'm very nervous about that.
Wow.
Yes. So I'm sure, I mean, everybody there is, you know, we have a lot of fun, and it's a small town, so you know everybody, but they know me as the goofball that was, you know, class clown and in gymnastics and stuff like that, like not a singer-songwriter. So hopefully it'll be a good time. And Mason Meyer and I and his family were heading to South Dakota for a little bit over the 4th of July. So he and I always look for music opportunities wherever we go, and we end up landing something. So, and then Fairview, Montana is kind of just looping up north in that area. It should be a good time.
Wow. And then by winter, you head to Nashville. What opportunities are there in Tennessee?
Better weather.
We know all that.
And, you know, that's really why we're going to try it out there in the winter, is just for better weather. But we've gotten to know the area well, and we know a lot of people there, so I think it's worth a try.
Well, I'm staying here to get a snow tan. Let's get back to live music with Jenny Lupine and Angela Lucari in The Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song is on your new album, The Healer, and it's going viral on TikTok. It's a pretty intense song, so tell us about Break Your Heart before you play it.
Oh, well, I am pretty new to TikTok, and I, you know, you post something, and for me, if I get 300 to 600 views, I'm like, oh my gosh. Well, this one had like almost 5,000 views, and I was freaking out. I thought, oh, it went viral. That's it. So I was calling people. I think it went viral, and they said, no, Jenny, that is a very low number still. It's a good number, but it's a low one.
That's viral. Awesome. So what's this song about?
Break Your Heart is another very... You're vulnerable as a writer, aren't you, to share it on the air, what it's about? Like, yeah. You just got to be... Even to write a song, you got to be brutally honest to get the rest of the song out, because you hesitate thinking, like, can I say that, you know? Can I say my private life? Well, I am, so... But this one is about hurting somebody and just how... going through a divorce and how you would hope that it would have worked out. And it is very hard to hurt somebody, even if you both leave on good terms and nothing majorly happened. It's still very painful to hurt someone. That's what this is about.
Good times in The Devil's Lair with Jenny Lupine.
Good times.
Always been able to see the road ahead so clear, but the door is closed and another has not opened. My mind goes driving so fast, but my heart stays motionless. Ooh, what to do? Thank you. connection. Now I guess we know it takes two to stay connected. Years and memories we'll always have, but time has brought change. I can't live in the past.
Jenny Lupien on Max Inc. Radio's Devil's Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
Jenny, where can we find your album streaming online? Keep up with your shows.
Album is streaming online on Spotify, Instagram, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon.
TikTok.
Oh, TikTok, yeah. TikTok.
So is there a dance? Is there like a TikTok dance?
Yeah, TikTok, you don't stop. Yeah, I got to get back on TikTok, I guess. High demand for it, you know.
Yeah.
High demand. Yeah. And then my shows, I guess I usually post them on Facebook, and they probably go on Instagram as well.
And now, how do we spell your last name?
Lupien.
So Jenny Lupien on Facebook is the best way to keep up with your shows. On June 25th, Jenny Lupien is at the Main Street Market in Brooklyn, Wisconsin, just about 20 minutes south of Madison. Jenny, Angela, thank you so much for coming in to play for us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having us. It's been so fun.
Now, the last song you have for us tonight, it's on your new album, The Healer, and it's the sequel to Break Your Heart, a song we just heard. It's called Were You Ever Mine. Tell us about this song before you play.
Yeah, this song just has a lot of similarities. Just questioning when you're with somebody you love. It's like hoping that they are for you, and all the thoughts go through your head. And when you put them on paper, even if those thoughts are just for the day, you got a song.
Jenny Lupien in The Devil's Lair.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Each in our chair, with the table between us, business as usual. After all, why would we make it anything else? This room, these walls, the clock never changes. Your calmness soothes me, but this heaviness breaks us. Why do I feel see a glimpse of what could be. Tell me to stay. You know I don't want to leave. My thoughts, your thoughts, are they constantly changing? Do you want me? Do you love me? Or think nothing of me at all? Why do I fear losing you? Is it too much for you to feel good? You hold on to never instead letting go.
Jenny Lupine on Max Inc. Radio's Devil's Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinly Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinly's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinly beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinly. Drink Wisconsinly Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. China's been operating a spy base in Cuba since at least 2019, according to an unidentified Biden administration official